One Man's Family now, and then it'll be time for the Quiz Kids. A full hour of entertainment. One Man's Family, then the Quiz Kids. One Man's Family, brought to you by TABCIN, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic compound tablet for colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 3, Book 74, entitled Henry Barber, Defendant. Are you suffering with a cold right now? Does someone in your family seem to be coming down with a cold? Well, if you have Tabsin handy in the medicine chest, you're prepared to really do something about that cold. Yes, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabsin, quick. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the new and improved antihistaminic tablet that offers you a better formula for relief of symptoms of colds and hay fever. Better because it is a compound, a combination of several medically active ingredients, all designed to go further in checking cold symptoms. There's an effective antihistamine in Tabsin to check sneezing, sniffling, and irritation in the nose and throat. There's an analgesic to relieve the aches and pains of a cold. There's an antipyretic ingredient to help reduce fever. And Tabsin contains a special agent to counteract the drowsiness that so often occurs. Tabsin is easier to take because it is a smooth-coated tablet. Yes, you get all these extra benefits when you take Tabsin for your cold symptoms. So keep a package of Tabsin on hand just in case a cold strikes in your family. Remember the name Tabsin. Tabsin for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. It is evening now in San Francisco, a pleasant, warm April evening. The sunsets are later now, and the last of the twilight lingers on the bay. In the houses up in Seacliff, dinner is over. Indeed, it's bedtime for the younger children. Upstairs in Jack and Betty's house, across the hedge from the family home, the six beautiful daughters are out of the tub now. Sharon Ann, the eldest, she's all of seven, is first into her pajamas and about to say her prayers as her father presides.
All right, young lady. You ready to say your prayers?
Yes, Daddy.
Now, let's go.
I have to get my robe and slippers on so it won't be cold.
Oh, you can just say them fast and pop into bed.
It isn't polite to say them fast.
Oh, well, here, slip on your robe.
Don't I smell good?
You smell wonderful.
That's from the bubble bath. Nicolette bought us all pink bubble bath. Lavender and heather and rose and pine and...
There you are now. Kneel down.
Are you going to kneel down, too?
No, I'm sitting right here in the bed. Let's go now.
In our Sunday school, they said a prayer doesn't count if you say it in a hurry.
No, I don't suppose it does. But let's start it, huh?
Daddy?
Hmm?
Shall I say anything special for Grandfather?
If you want to, sure. Go ahead.
He didn't want to talk to me today.
Oh?
He was just sitting by his garden, not doing a thing. But he didn't want to talk to me.
Well, he's kind of upset, Sharon Ann.
For getting arrested?
For gosh sakes, no. He hasn't been arrested. Who told you that?
Margaret.
Well, she's got it all wrong. You wouldn't understand it, darling. Now, kneel down there.
I bet I would understand if you'd explain it to me.
Honey, please.
Didn't Grandfather get arrested for going into Mr. Frome's garden?
He was just trying to make the place look nice.
Only it wasn't his garden.
Legally, that's right, honey. Legally. But you wouldn't understand it.
He was trespassing.
Well, that's right, Sharon, but...
Why couldn't he just say, forgive me my trespass?
Well, it doesn't work out that way. When you trespass on somebody's property and they sue you for it, well, you have to go to court.
And then what happens?
Well, look, when you're a few years older, I'll
tell you... Is Grandfather going to jail?
Of course not. That's silly.
Why not? He was over in Mr. Frome's garden about 40 million times. I saw him.
Now, look, Sharon...
But I gotta know, Daddy, or how can I go to sleep? You want me to toss around all night and come and ask for drinks of water?
Well, your grandfather was just trying to be a good citizen. He trimmed the hedge and picked up papers because the house was vacant. He assumed he was doing something nice and kind and thoughtful.
But he didn't like Mr. Frome. He never did like him. I heard him say so.
Well, your grandfather did all that work because of Christine, Mr. Frome's sister. Because Uncle Paul was going to marry Mr. Frome's sister, only they went away. Your grandfather didn't want the garden to get all run down and sad-looking. Now, that's all there is to it. So just say your prayers.
What happens when a person sizzles?
Sizzles?
Yes. How can a man sizzle?
Well, who said anything about sizzling?
Uncle Cliff. He told Mommy not to try to Grandfather because Grandfather was sizzling.
Well, that means he's angry.
Because he trespassed?
No, because he's being sued.
Oh, are you going over to Grandfather's tonight to talk about it?
Yes, darling. Judge Hunter's going to be there, too.
You're a better lawyer than Judge Hunter, I bet.
Judge Hunter's head of my firm, sweetheart, and he's an old, experienced man.
But you're experienced, too.
Well, I'm getting more experienced every minute. Now, look, if you don't start your prayers right now, I'm going to walk out of here.
Okay. There. Let me put my head on your knee.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm supposed to think hard about it and mean every word I say.
All right. Go ahead.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And please, please, especially forgive Grandfather for trespassing over at Mr. Frome's. I don't think he'll ever do it again. Amen.
Across the hedge at the family home, Henry Barber, defendant in the case, paces the floor of the living room.
Oh, Henry, sit down. You're like a caged animal.
Huh? Yeah, take it easy, Dad.
All very well for you two to sit there as if nothing has happened. Do you realize, Fanny, that this is the first time in my life, the first time, mind you, in 57 years of active community life that I've been subjected to the indignity of being sued?
Yes, Henry, and we've been all over that. Now, why don't you just sit down and relax until Judge Hunter gets here?
Time he was here now. He's taking it all pretty calmly, it seems to me. Nothing means anything to him, especially the fact that I've been branded a felon.
Oh, hey, Dad, it's nothing but a simple little trespass suit. Jack says it's nothing to worry about.
Indeed. Have you read this court paper?
No.
Well, I have.
You've read it so many times, you ought to know it by heart.
Damages, exemplary, and punitive in the sum of $5,000. That's what it says. Yes, I tell you this much, Fanny. Rexford Frome will rue the day he ever blackened my name. I'm going to ask Jack and Judge Hunter tonight if I don't have grounds to sue that blackguard for defamation of character.
How are you going to sue him if he's in Europe?
He's suing me, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, and how do you know he's in Europe? Wouldn't surprise me if he's right here in town, plotting more deviltry.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what's the use of our talking about
it? That's right. The experts will be here pretty quick.
Yes, and why hasn't Jack been over here long before this? He's taking this very casually, too, it seems to me.
Well, he had to go to the office and work, Henry. And he had to eat. And he said he wouldn't be here until after dinner.
Rexford Frome, I said from the very first day that man came into our lives that he was evil and malicious. Would anyone listen to me? And I can tell you this, Fanny. We can give thanks that Paul didn't marry into such a family.
Oh, Henry.
Gosh sakes, Dad, let's not stir all that up again. Paul feels bad enough it is about this thing. He told you how sorry he was about the whole business. It isn't his fault.
But where is he? Up in his room, I suppose. Yes, probably enjoying a good book.
Yeah, he's smart if he is.
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Yes. There must be some redress when a man who has been a respectable citizen and a taxpayer, and a big taxpayer, is not only sued wrongfully, but is insulted in his own home.
Well, what are you talking about now? Who's insulted you?
That scoundrel who handed me these papers last evening. Yes. Call me Mac.
What?
You heard him, Clifford. Take it easy, Mac.
Oh, he's just a process server, Dad. He doesn't have anything to do with the case.
Smelled of cheap cigars and liquor. Unquestionably, it's drunk. Huh? You find it amusing?
Well, I just wish you could hear yourself, Henry. You'd be amused, too.
Easy.
Hi.
There's Jack.
Yes, I've been waiting for you.
Hi, Dad. Mom. Judge Hunter not here yet?
Oh, I'm the only one who seems to have any concern over this mess.
You get all the kids in bed? Here, sit down.
Yeah. I wish you could have been over at the house when I was putting Sharon Ann to bed, Mom.
What happened?
Jack.
Just a second, Dad. You'll get a kick out of this. Got Sharon all set for bed, and she started asking me about Dad being sued.
Glad somebody's interested.
Henry, will you be quiet?
What time did Judge Hunter say he'd be here, Jack? He's late.
Oh, no, he said he couldn't get here till sometime after 8. Don't worry about the judge, Dad. He'll be here all right.
No wonder they talk about the law's delay. A man could languish in jail for years, probably, before he'd get around to doing anything about it.
Hey, take it easy, Dad.
Take it easy, Mac.
Huh?
I've been going on all day like this.
Yeah, let's hear about your Nan. Something.
Well, I forgot what I was going to tell you now.
Well, I don't wonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, she got intrigued with trespass. So when she said her prayers, that part about forgive us our trespasses really gave her pause. She didn't know whether to get Dad into it there or save him for the end.
I'm curious.
So you'll be okay now, Dad. She wound up with, and please especially forgive Grandfather for trespassing over at Mr. Frome's.
Stigmatized even in the eyes of my own grandchildren.
Oh, that must be the judge. I'll let him in.
Yes, yes. Time he was getting here.
Well, come right in, Judge Hunter.
Yes? Good evening.
I'll take your things.
Thank you. Well, I was hoping I'd have the pleasure of seeing you, Fanny, my dear.
Hello, Gren.
Judge Hunter.
Clifford, how are you, my boy? And as for you, you old culprit.
Yes, yes.
What kind of a mess have you got yourself into? Ought to be ashamed of myself. Is that right, Fanny? Men of his age falling into the toils of the law.
I should think so.
Precisely. Well, that old sawbones Thompson has worked you for many a fee. About time the legal side of this triumvirate got a share. Tell Thompson I said that. He'd think it's funny.
He'll be the only one.
Fanny, you grow lovelier with each passing year.
Well, Glenn, how nice.
Never a day goes by at the office that I don't inquire about you from Jack here. Where is Jack? Oh, yeah, Jack, you'll corroborate that testimony?
Yes, sir. It's a fact, Mom.
Precisely. Fact. Well put, Jack. Get my eye on this boy of yours, Fanny. Coming along fine. Now then, about this case, Henry.
Yes, wondered if you'd ever get around to business. Talk. I got you over here because I'm being sued.
Don't look so chapfallen about it. Hundreds of people being sued every day. Now then, suppose we go in the library, Henry. Can't mix law with the social amenities. You'll excuse us, Fanny. This won't take long.
Of course.
Clifford, grab your mother.
Okay, Jack.
Jack, suppose you lead the way.
Yes, make it sound like a death march.
I don't think we're going to have too much trouble from what Jack tells me.
Just a second, I'll turn on some lights in here. There we are. Would you like to sit here by the fire, Judge Hunter?
Thank you.
Might as well have the door closed.
Yes. Sit down, Henry. Relax.
Easy enough for you to say relax. You don't seem to realize what a shock this has been to me.
Unnecessarily concerned, I'm sure. Jack has given me the general outline of the situation, but I'd like to look over the complaint. You'll have the papers?
Yes.
I wanted to bring them down to the office with me this morning, but Dad insisted on keeping them.
Yes, read the thing a dozen times trying to make some sense out of all that legal folder.
Mm-hmm. Summons is in order. Take a look at this complaint. Verified by the attorney. Testimony allegations. Shrubbery. Fires. Seeking punitive damages, $5,000.
You realize this is instituted by a madman, Glenn. This Frome would do anything to harass the Barber family.
That may be quite true, Henry. Don't doubt it for a minute. However, the question for the court is, did you commit a trespass? You did enter on the man's property, not once, but many times. Is that not correct?
I merely went over there because the place was becoming an eyesore. The man was deliberately letting it run down.
That's irrelevant. You admit you did go over there.
Of course I went over there.
You were seen there by members of your family and by people in the neighborhood.
What's that got to do with it?
Simply that the plaintiff could subpoena all these people to testify to the trespass.
But the Frome place is vacant. I was improving his property.
Nothing to get excited about. So far, we have only a technical trespass, and up to this point, I think the principle of de minimis non curat lex would apply. Wouldn't you say so, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Never mind all that Latin business.
Well, that simply means that the law is not concerned with trifles, Dan.
Oh. Oh, then we have nothing to worry about.
Well, let's go a bit further here. Now, about the trees, plants, etc. What about that? Did you cut anything down over there, anything like that? Didn't you hear the question? I asked if you did any cutting of trees in shrubbery.
I trimmed the hedge a few times. It was unsightly. Lopped a few low-hanging branches off the trees.
What about the plants?
The limbs would have broken. If I hadn't cut them, they'd have broken off and the trees would probably have died.
We're talking about plants now, not the trees.
Well, you don't need to shout. You're not in court.
You're being unresponsive. Jack here will tell you an attorney's biggest problem is to get a client to tell him all the facts. The defendant always wants to hold things back from his lawyer. Then you get in court and the opposition takes you by surprise by uncovering something you had no knowledge of.
Yes.
Did you take some plants from over there?
Well, That brought home a coreopsis and a blue lace flower yesterday. They were overcrowded and dying.
That was yesterday. Have you carried away slips of plants on other occasions?
Oh, only when it improved the condition of his place.
But you did do it.
I said I did. Mulberry slip, nasturtium or two. These things are all dying over there, Glenn. And from now on, it can turn into a jungle as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Jack, what do you make of it?
Well, I'd say the thing to do would be to file a confession and avoidance.
Precisely. Good boy. A confession and avoidance is the proper procedure under the circumstances.
Hmm? What's that mean?
It means we confess to the trespass and deny the damage.
I confess to nothing. You trying to make me out a criminal? Confess. You want me to get down on my knees to a rapscallion like Rexford Flom?
Now, just a minute, Henry. Let us suppose you file a general denial.
That's right. I defy the man. Furthermore, I want to sue him for libel and slander and whatever else the law allows.
On what ground? Huh? The perfect defense for libel and slander is the truth, Henry. In the instant case, the plaintiff alleges trespass, and you are, in fact, guilty of that. That's why we advise an answer of confession and avoidance. We can admit to a technical trespass, but we will be able to show that no actual damage was done. The result will probably be a nominal award to the plaintiff.
That's undoubtedly all Frome wants anyway. I don't think his attorney expects to get any money out of this suit.
Precisely. However, should you elect to answer with a general denial, you don't know what might happen. The plaintiff might ask for a jury trial. What the jury might do is one of the great imponderables of the law, Henry.
That's right, Dad. A confession and avoidance will probably cost you less than $50. The other way, you take a chance and it could amount to anything.
Oh, then you want me to give in to this madman without a fight? All he wants is to humiliate me and my family.
No reason to feel humiliated. Simple civil suit. No moral turpitude involved, none whatever. Well, that's our considered judgment in the matter, Henry. I must be getting along. I never make a practice of being up late on a weeknight.
Huh? That's all you're going to do?
Nothing else to do. Jack will handle the case from here on. There'll be no difficulty unless you get stubborn and refuse to follow our advice. Come along.
Oh, excuse me. I'll get the door, Judge.
Thank you. You coming, Henry?
Yes.
Taking it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I want to go and say goodnight to Fanny.
Well, court adjourned?
Well, the session's over for this evening anyway. Oh, hi, Hazel.
Hi. Good evening, Judge Hunter.
Well, Hazel, glad to see you. When did you arrive?
A little while ago. I thought I'd run over and see how Father was making out. Where is Henry?
Oh, he's coming. He's not too happy, I'm afraid. How's Daniel and the rest of your family, Hazel?
Oh, they're all well, thank you.
Fanny, your daughters get their good looks from you. Tell Henry I said that.
You tell him. Here he comes. Well, Father, is it as bad as all that? You look a little crestfallen.
Glad to see you, Hazel. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, I just dropped in to lend you my support in case you needed it.
Trouble with Henry is he gets too much pampering.
Yes.
Well, good night.
Oh, don't rush off, Glenn.
Getting old, Fanny. Need my sleep. Good night.
Good night, and thank you for coming over. I know how busy you are.
Jack could have handled the whole matter. Good night, Hazel.
Good night, Judge Hunter.
Clifford, you're looking fine. Good night.
Good night, sir. I'll go with you, Judge Hunter.
Very good, Jack. Henry, go to bed and sleep on it. We won't let them put you in jail at any rate.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Are you coming with me, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Good night. What did the judge have to say, Father?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah, about all I could make out of it. We've got Paul to thank for this mess.
Oh, brother.
Come on, Henry. You're going up to bed right this minute. Yes, Father, you look tired out.
Yes, I believe I will go up. You'll excuse us, Hazel?
Of course. Good night.
You're coming, Fanny?
Yes, Henry. Good night, Hazel.
Christmas.
Good night, Mother. Poor Father. Isn't he an old dear when he's fussing?
You think so?
What do you mean, Cliff?
Should have been here at dinner.
Well, Cliff, what happened to you at dinner?
Oh, it wasn't me. I don't count, you know. I'm just a guy without a job. Nothing ever happens to me.
What are you so bitter about?
I'm not bitter. It's gone on too many years for me to be bitter. I just try to be amused, and sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Like tonight. But I guess I finally laughed it off.
Are you trying to mystify me, Cliff?
It's Paul, that's all. Poor guy. You suppose Dad for 1 minute thought about Paul and all the sizzling he's done today? He raked the whole thing up again, phoned Christine, lambasting Paul as if he were responsible somehow. He had to blame somebody, and it never seemed to occur to him that everything he said was grinding Paul's... Oh, forget it, forget it. Sometimes I can just blow my top, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure Father didn't mean...
Oh, no, he doesn't mean to. He never wonders what's going on in the mind of anybody else, that's all. Not for a minute. But he can cut you just as deep without ever meaning to.
Has he said something to hurt you, too?
Me? What do I matter? I'm not talking about me. If you'd seen Paul's face tonight, if you'd seen his eyes, you'd know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Cliff.
Oh, sure.
Where did Paul go after dinner?
Where do you suppose? Where does he always go? Up to his studio on the third floor.
Up there alone?
Always alone, it seems to me. Unless somebody's running to him with trouble.
Well, didn't you try to point out to Father what he was doing?
Me? I don't point out nothing to nobody.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, I guess I've been kind of bottled up. I'm sorry, Hazel.
Do you suppose Paul's in bed?
I wouldn't know. Probably, I don't know.
Well, why don't we go up and see him for a minute?
Well, I was going to before I turned in.
Let's both go up. Come on. I'm terribly sorry, too, Cliff. I'd like to do something about it.
Oh, no. I'm glad you phoned, Joan. Do I sound sleepy? No, I really wasn't. I was just reading. Anything special on your mind? Oh, I see. You were perfectly frank with Claudia and Nikki, were you? I mean about Joe Creighton? Well, honey, that's kind of a situation, isn't it? You'd hardly expect Nikki to approve of a man. Oh, wait a minute. I seem to have a visitor. Come in. Oh, hi, Hazel. Cliff, come on in.
Hello, Paul.
Ah, I'll be right with you. It's Hazel and Cliff. Yeah, all right, young lady. I'll see you then. Goodbye, Joan. Well, Mrs. Daniel Murray, it's been a long time since you've been up here.
And you haven't been over to the Murray Menage in twice that time.
Well, I must correct that most definitely. Sit down, both of you. I was sitting here reading, and Joan called me. Well, how's the big, what's Jack's word, hassle? How's the big hassle downstairs?
All over. All quiet along the waterfront.
I guess Father got pretty worked up about this, Paul.
I was thinking tonight he's a very lucky man that he can uncork the way he does. Now, if he bottled himself up, why...
Yeah, I shuddered to think.
Paul, it's been ages since you've been to our house to dinner. Why don't you come over one night this week?
Why, it's wonderful, Hazel. I'd like that.
How about Thursday night?
Good.
Cliff, you'll come too?
Oh, no.
Are you all booked up?
Me?
All right, both of you then. I don't see as much of my brothers as I'd like.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Hazel.
Goodness, I just meant to stop by for a minute.
Oh, no. Come on, stick around.
Oh, the family will be wondering about me. I only ran over to see how things were with Father.
Find out?
Yes, I'm afraid I did. Good night, Paul.
Good night. And thanks.
Oh, don't get up. I'll let myself out.
Well, you better let us walk home with you.
Oh, no, I drove over.
Oh. Well, good night.
Good night, Hazel.
Night.
Well, what was bothering Hazel?
I don't know. Was there something?
She seemed a little, almost ill at ease. Something wrong that I don't know about?
No, why?
Inviting us to dinner that way. I don't think she had it in mind when she came in.
Well, maybe you look kind of lonesome to her up here. You do sometimes.
Cliff, you didn't relay that stuff Dad said at dinner, did you?
Oh, I just mentioned that he's kind of steamed up. Come in. Come and look across to Marin County.
Yeah, I know.
This is one of those times when the bay and the night sky keep getting brighter all night long.
Clear and clean, isn't it?
A ship out there. It's a big one.
Yeah. Look at the headlights moving across the bridge. It's quite a city, San Francisco.
Just barely hear the hum of distant city traffic. And you know somewhere, in one of those cars that make up the stream of headlights across the bridge out there, there's probably someone who would be delighted to hire my charming personality. If only somehow, some way, we'd meet up.
No doubt of it.
Yeah, as the man says, no doubt of it. Hey, you really can see right into the phone place from here, can't you?
Yeah.
Scene of the celebrated trespass. Boy, how he carried on.
Oh, well.
Oh, hey.
What?
Oh, no. I guess it was just a reflection.
Where?
Phones. Hey, you haven't seen lights flickering around inside that old house lately, have you?
Of course not.
You sure?
Why? Don't be silly, Cliff.
Funny. Must have been a reflection. But it sure gave me a turn there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not only quite an accomplishment to become the parents of six beautiful daughters, but as Jack and Betty know, it's even more of an accomplishment to keep them all fed and brushed and cared for and run an efficient household at the same time. Sometimes the system breaks down, as Jack is explaining to Mother Barber.
Gosh, Mom, I hate to come over here borrowing all the time, but doggone things happen. Yesterday was our toaster on the blink, and the day before we ran out of laundry soap.
Well, I don't wonder, Jack, with six little girls to do for every day. As to borrowing and lending, well, that's what families are for.
You know, Mom, it's pretty wonderful to belong to a family like this one.
And what is the family problem today?
Well, Betty's been sneezing her pretty head off this morning. Well, it may have something to do with the fact that Sharon Ann spilled a box of pepper on the floor, but then again, just in case it's a cold coming on, could we please borrow your bottle of Tabson?
I'm sorry, Jack, you may not borrow our Tabson.
Huh?
I'm going to give you a bottle. I bought an extra one.
Oh, gosh, you had me worried there for a minute. I thought maybe we'd worn out our credit.
Goodness, no. And, Jack, dear, when this bottle runs low, you really should have some more on hand. Because, well, with April showers coming along, every family has to expect a cold or two.
Yeah, I know. And with Tabson around, the old sniffling sneeze is gone with the breeze. How do we ever get along without Tabson anyway? It's a family standby already, and it's only been around a few months.
You know, that's a fair question. How did we get along without Tabson, the new, improved, antihistaminic cold tablet that's designed to check cold symptoms fast? Tabson, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is a better-balanced cold-fighting formula because it contains not one, but three medically active ingredients compounded together in each tablet. The antihistamine checks the sneezing and sniffling. The analgetic action relieves the aches and soreness of a cold. And the antipyretic action helps reduce fever. Tabson also contains a special ingredient to counteract that dull, drowsy feeling. And Tabson is a smooth-coated tablet, easier to swallow, with no bitter aftertaste. So remember, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabson, quick. Get a package today and have it ready just in case. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson, for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. You've just heard Chapter 3, Book 74 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for TABCIN. Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic compound tablet for colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 4, entitled This Job of Parenthood, will come to you next week at this same time. And now the family invites you to stay tuned to the Quiz Kids. Follow immediately over most of these stations. One Man's Family comes to you from California.
Today, hear Harvest of Stars and American Album on NBC.